Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
New parent observation.
What is it, Corey? Lay it on us.
Visiting your friends who also have kids costs you a lot of money. At least in my experience.
How so?
It's Team PXY on 98 PXY. It's Corey, James, and Breezy. And it just seems like every time that my fiance, St. Courtney, and I go and visit either family members or friends who also have kids.
Okay.
We always end up purchasing something new for our son, Mason. Never fails. Every time.
Wow.
Every single time.
So having friends for you is pretty expensive.
Yeah.
Is what
it's like getting to the point of, hey, do you want to go over to so-and-so's house? And you
have
to
like, kind of. I can't afford it.
Think like, yeah, I don't know. Like, what are they going to have? It started with her sister.
Mm-hmm.
We went over there and they had this really awesome play mat.
Okay.
And the instant reaction is Mason needs that. So
what kind of play mat though? I'm trying to like envision
This thing is awesome. It's got like a kind of like a little canopy almost over it, and all these like little woodland creatures hang down, and there's sounds, and you can hit like there's a bird above that he can hit, and it makes all these cool noises. Anyways, we got it.
Okay.
He loves it.
Okay.
So that's where it all started. And then I've noticed this trend, and I don't know if this is an us thing. Is this like a Keeping Up with the Joneses baby edition?
Keeping Up with the Joneses baby edition. Yeah. Well, I mean, how many times has this happened?
Several. Because it's been a couple times with them. They've had something else that we didn't know existed. It's like, oh my God. He needs that. And like, does he?
It's not a need.
Like, does he need it? Probably not.
It's not a need.
And at first, Breeze, I thought this was kind of like just an us thing.
Right.
But the roles were reversed the other weekend when they came over and they saw the baby jumper that we had. And they were like, our daughter needs that. And they did the same exact thing. So I'm seeing a trend here. And I don't know, you know, their daughter is 2 weeks older than our son is. So is this a new parent thing? Is it just because we don't know all these things that exist? Does this go away at some point? I mean, do we need to kind of budget for visiting friends for the rest of our lives when it comes to our children?
I think you need to have self-control. And I think that this is going to shift sooner than you may think.
Really? Okay.
Once little baby Mason grows up, gets some friends, sees what the friends have. Because it starts with you, right? It starts with you and St. Courtney.
Well, because
you are filling in the blanks for baby Mason of what he needs, quote unquote, needs.
You want him to have everything possible, every opportunity you can provide. Every parent wants that for their kid. And you almost feel like if he doesn't have this playmat, like.
But like, that's all fine and well.
How's he going to survive?
That's all fine and well right now. And like, it's completely up to you whether you full send and purchase these items for baby Mason.
Mm-hmm.
But when Mason grows up a little bit older and he starts being influenced by his friends, or maybe he goes over to his friend's house and sees what they have, he'll be like, Mom, Dad, we need it. We need it. And you'll look at him and be like, okay, kid. We don't need it.
Okay, your theory is that shift happens when it becomes their idea versus our idea.
Yeah. You put the kibosh to that real fast when it becomes his idea.
I think back to my childhood, like, yeah, you go over to your friend's house and they have that awesome toy that you want to play with and you tell your parents, oh, I really want that.
I need it.
Well, yeah.
I need it, Corey. Yeah,
And then you have the need versus want conversation with them. I don't know. I would love for some parents to jump in. I mean, Breeze, I know you're a parenting expert here.
Duh.
But I would love for some parents to jump in at 222-9800 or the Club PXY Safe text line at 61822. Is that when this takes place, or are we just kind of suckers? Because again, a lot of the stuff that we've gotten, are they needs? No. I mean, he needs food. He needs
I think it's different when there's
shelter.
When there's a baby involved, okay? Because you want to, like you said, you want to set that child up for the best developmental process there is down the line.
Mm-hmm.
But this is interesting that we're talking about this right now because we went to our friend's house over the weekend who doesn't have a baby and went out and bought you something for the baby.
And kids are expensive.
To hang out with. Mm-hmm. While he was there.
Didn't need to do that. It was very nice of him to do that.
But
I'll be honest, even when he did that, I was like, oh, that's kind of cool.
He's like, you can have it. I don't have a kid.
Our thing.
I'm not planning on having a kid anytime soon.
It's like, we don't have one of those. some text coming through. Club VXY Safe text line 69822. You're the adult and being a sucker. Yeah, maybe.
We're all suckers. It never ends. I'm seeing on the text line.
Okay.
But that's the thing, though. I know it's heightened when you have kids because you're like, the baby needs it. But we're all like this, kids or without kids. Like, we need that new Apple Watch.
Sure,
no,
yeah.
We don't.
Yeah.
No, we don't. We're going to be fine.
There's such an added level when it's for your kid, Bruce.
Of course.
When it's for you, like, yeah, you want it. But deep down, you know you don't need it.
Right.
And when it's for your kid, though, like, you want to provide them with everything. This texter, okay, they think this is setting a bad precedent. Maybe we're teaching baby Mace something bad. It says, we are just letting them think once they get older, they get whatever they want or anything cool. Be smart now.
Well,
he's not even 6 months yet. I'm not sure.
He can really process.
I'm not sure he's realized. I don't think he's caught on to that yet. Like, he mostly just realizes that he has feet
he's
and
like,
hands.
Dad, thanks for the new jumper.
Yeah.
Like,
okay. Some more texts coming through. It does not go away. I have tons of kids, and when I see toys or even clothes, I start budgeting it in. Okay, so even when they get older, still going to be a thing here. This texter, baby showers are worse after you have a baby. You always buy one for the shower and one for your kid because everything is going to be cute on your kid too. All right, so they're saying this is not going to end. But
that's the FOMO, the shopping FOMO right there.
Yeah, pretty much. Some people jumping in on the phones, 222-9800. Hey, Liz from Rochester. So, A, am I being a sucker? B, does this ever end?
Liz, shoot it to him straight, sister.
Yeah, I'm a two-time mom. I have a baby right now, so I'm going through it again. I really think the good news is I think it ends after 12 months.
Okay, so the first year.
Yeah, and I was thinking about it, and I really think it's rooted in all parents, when you have a new baby, you feel insecure again about your abilities to help them reach their milestones.
Sure,
so
totally.
A similar age baby, well, they have a jumper. Well, their baby's crawling first, so maybe I'm not giving my baby enough exercise. I think it's you're not meaning to compete with people that, you know, have other babies, but I think that's really what it's rooted in, is you feel like these are the tools to get them to those milestones that are what you judge your baby's success on, I'm doing air quotes, before they turn one.
Right.
Okay. Using their resources, if you will.
Sure. That, I guess, so it's more of an insecurity.
Thing.
Well, it's an insecurity issue for the parents, which I'll be completely open with. I mean, everyone has those thoughts. Many people aren't willing to admit it, but every parent has that fear of like, am I going to be a good parent? Am I going to do enough for my kid? I want to set them up to be successful. And yeah, that definitely is a hot button. But you say, why after a year does that kind of lessen? Because you realize that it's not a competition?
Well, I think there's always going to be a little hint of that, but I think after they're walking and they're starting to talk and they're a little bit more self-sufficient, you don't feel like you need those crutches, so to speak, to help them achieve things. Yeah.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, that's some good insight. Thank you for calling in this morning.
Sure.
Kelly from Fairport, you want to jump in on just feeling like you needed to get everything for your kid whenever anyone else has it?
Yeah. So I have three kids. So, and I had two really close together, like 17 months apart. And I did that. I bought everything for them, wanted them to have everything. Then we got rid of everything.
Yeah.
And then we had a third.
Oh, Kel, that's the worst.
But we realized we didn't need most of those things.
Right.
Because with our third, we didn't buy them, and she is doing just fine.
Okay, so you think this is more along the lines of because it's the first. And I'm seeing some texts that are agreeing with you, by the way, on the Club PXY Safe text line, saying that for your first kid, you go all out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And you know, it's still hard as a parent because you want them to have everything. But
totally.
Then you start to realize that having everything isn't probably the best lesson anyway. I mean, when they're young, it's not like they know any better.
Right,
but
as
they get older, you try to reel it in a little bit. So when they are 10 and 9, like my oldest two are now, they aren't expecting everything all the time.
Sure,
so
yeah, no.
It's a fine balance, you know?
I get that.
Also, not for nothing, but these kids grow like weeds. They're going to grow out of this stuff faster than you can say what. So,
so true. And
you know what I mean?
Everything is so big. It takes up so much space, but all of a sudden your house is just full of stuff. and there's no space for you.
And you can't even use it because they're like 14, so.
Right, right.
Yeah, I don't know. Totally. The lesson I'm learning from you this morning is to get a storage locker. Like that's, I'm just going to invest in that right now.
I know.
What? We've already covered my semi-hoarding issues. Like, this is not helping.
You can't let go of anything, Callie. Nothing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.